94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Juan Castillo, and I got my man, Jamal Jimerson, in the house with me, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, brother.
How all right, all right. So listen, of course, this is Electric Drum, and I've got to let you know about some things that are happening in our community, but also about, you know, some issues that we got to deal with in our community. Now, Jamal runs the Minority Inclusion Project, and tell us about that, man.
Yeah, so MRP is really, it's a nonprofit. It was designed to really create pathways to leadership in the nonprofit sector for people of color. In addition to that, we also try to help organizations, nonprofit organizations, to develop plans so that they can put equity at the center of their work, and they can ultimately become more diverse in their leadership and in their boards, in their board makeup.
Right. Now, you know, we had been talking earlier about just the fact that a lot of these nonprofits that, work in our community and try to service our community,
yeah,
you know, in terms of the jobs that they provide for people within those organizations and right. so forth and so on, they normally don't look like us, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about how you're trying to overcome that.
Right. So one of the dangers of nonprofits, what I call the nonprofit industrial complex, is that many of them will take people of color and put them in frontline positions in which they can engage the community. When you talk about the folks that are at the top that are making the decisions about the resources and how they're being used or how programs are being developed for the community, a lot of times those folks don't look like us. And statistically speaking, in communities like New Haven, urban cores where minority is the majority, representation in the leadership in nonprofits is not proportional. And I mean, this is a known fact. Funders are coming down on nonprofits about this. The community's asking for more representation. The way you address that is you try to help to, one, build a pipeline of emerging leaders that are people of color that can come in. It's not on your baby boomers are aging out, and, you know, folks who are moving on with their careers. Get these people of color into the pipeline to get these jobs. Two, you also got to hold the organizations accountable for really building a culture that's not only going to just open the door for people, but really keep them in the organization. And three, we got to diversify social networks. One of the major issues with a lot of these organizations is that people don't have social networks that are diverse. So Tom brings in Tom because that's his neighbor. And he's from another town and he lives in another place, but he's his neighbor, he trusts him. And what we're trying to do now is change that by saying, hey, Tom, get to know some people from New Haven who are really about it. Get to know Joe. Get to know, you know, some folks in the hood that are doing some great things, or people that are coming through the pipe that can really make a difference in your organization. And that might be your next CFO, your next CEO. You never know.
Now, a lot of folks got great ideas about, you know, working within the community,
sure,
through a nonprofit and so forth and so on. But in terms of establishing their own organization, they don't have that kind of information. Right. Is that something that you also offer?
Absolutely, absolutely. So one of the things that we represent, we believe in heavily, is that we want to see social entrepreneurship, social innovation come out of communities of color. I mean, we want to see entrepreneurship. We want to see folks owning for-profit businesses too. But we also know that when you come up in the hood, like I came up in the hood, man, we have a different vantage point, a different perspective on how to solve some of the social problems. But sometimes we don't have the networks of influence or affluence to be able to see our ideas become reality. So part of what we do with MIP is we help these individuals to begin to think outside the box, to come up with a feasibility study, to look at, does it make sense to even start a nonprofit, right? But if it does make sense to get this off the ground, how are you going to do it? Where are your networks? How can we tap into the resources to help you get an idea from concept to creation?
Including funding sources and so forth and so on.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a big part of things.
That's great. That's great. So now you got an event coming up. Tell me about that.
Sure. So we're doing a fundraiser. We're 501c3 ourselves, nonprofit. So we're doing a fundraiser called the Taste of Diversity, which is a really great event. It's going to be a wine tasting event in Glastonbury at the Birkins Blend Cafe, small coffee shop in Glastonbury, minority owned, 1003 Hebron Avenue in Glastonbury. We're doing this on Saturday, June 10th. At 5 p.m. First pour is at 5:20, so folks really want to get there at 5 o'clock. And they can go right to our website to get more information about it.
And what is that website?
That's www.ctmip.org.
Now, you got a number you can also reach.
Sure, right? Absolutely. They can call us at 860-639-1546. That's 860-639-1546.
Thank you, bro. As usual, man. Keep on doing your thing. Of course, you know I know you was conscious.
Hey, but,
Are you trying to stay that way? Are you still spitting, man?
Hey, man, I still rock. I still
that's good, man. That's good. Well, listen, but you got to come back, man. Tell us after this, what kinds of things came out of this particular fundraiser and what kind of conversations.
For sure.
And you know, so you could, you know, really stay on top of like your progress. All right,
man. That'd be great, brother. I appreciate that.
That's cool, man.
You know, keep paving the way.
No question. Juan Castillo, this is the Electric Drum. We will see you next week.